This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. Democrats held their third presidential debate on Thursday in the U.S. state of Texas. The debate was a spirited encounter that included clashes over health care, immigration, foreign policy, involving the top 10 Democratic contenders, all vying for the right to take on President Donald Trump next year. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has more.
The current frontrunner, former Vice President Joe Biden, defended his plan to expand health care coverage and challenged some of his liberal rivals to defend theirs.
How are we going to pay for it? I want to hear tonight how that's happened.
Biden's critique was directed at Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, both of whom support a more expansive government-run approach.
How do we pay for it? We pay for it. Those at the very top, the richest individuals and the biggest corporations, are going to pay more.
Every study done shows that Medicare for All is the most cost-effective approach to providing health care to every man, woman, and child in this country.
Others on stage expressed concern that Democrats were too busy fighting each other and not directing their fire at President Donald Trump. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
The United States is moving ahead with millions of dollars in aid for Ukraine's military, money that had until now been held up in the White House. White House officials Thursday confirmed the release of $250 million in funding from the Pentagon and another $141 million in financial assistance from the State Department. This happened shortly before lawmakers were set to admonish the administration for the delay. The full story and others is on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Climate change activists are planning to disrupt flights Friday at Britain's Heathrow Airport by flying drones close to Europe's busiest travel hub. But according to Reuters, Heathrow remained open and fully operational despite the attempts to disrupt the airport through the illegal use of drones by a protest nearby. Climate change activists had hoped to bring Europe's biggest airport to a standstill, but they found instead it was their drones that struggled to get off the ground. British police Thursday arrested five members of the environmental group Heathrow Paws in an attempt to thwart the protest. Robert Mugabe's nephew confirmed that the former Zimbabwean president would be buried at a private ceremony at the Heroes Acre National Monument, but only after a public event on Sunday. Leo Mugabe said the private ceremony would take place after certain work was completed at the burial site.
There's quite a bit of work that has been asked to be done. So it will take a bit of time. It will take as much as a week, I think.
Leo Mugabe spoke at a local stadium where Robert Mugabe's body is on view for a second day. Mugabe died last week in Singapore at the age of 95. He led the Southern African nation for 37 years before being forced to resign in late 2017. More than 200 pro-Beijing demonstrators held a rally for a second day on Friday. This was to counter nights of mass singing by thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators at multiple shopping malls across Hong Kong. The mostly older crowd waved Chinese flags and sang the Chinese anthem in a mall at the densely packed Kowloon district. The pro-democracy protests began in June over an extradition bill that would have allowed some criminal suspects to be sent to China for trial. China on Thursday extended the latest gesture of goodwill in the ongoing trade dispute with the United States as the world's two largest economies prepare for high-level trade talks. Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman Gao Feng said China was looking into purchasing U.S. agricultural goods, and President Trump says he's delaying tariffs on Chinese goods as a present to China's president.
We gave them a two-week in honor of President Xi. We gave them a two-week reprieve. And so we'll be doing the tariffs on October 15th instead of October 5th or 1st.
Mid-level negotiators plan to meet later this month to prepare for the first high-level trade talks between the U.S. and China since July. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.